The Smithsonian's National Postal Museum in Washington is a great place to visit. Even my wife, a non-collector, found it interesting. But what if you're not visiting Washington? That's no longer a problem, says the museum's Ted Wilson. You can use the online Arago system.
It allows anyone who has internet access to be able to access the museum's collections.
Only a small part of the holdings are online so far. More are coming.
We're basically prioritizing based on what we think collectors and researchers would like to access.
You can not only see the stamps and postal material, but also read stories about them.
It kind of combines an online exhibition with the museum's collections database.
Wilson says spreading information is part of the Smithsonian's mandate.
We also believe it'll help people better understand what's in our collection and then want to come to the museum to see those objects in person as well.
Many top stamp collectors have written the stories that go with the items in Arago.
113 of really the best known researchers in the country are helping us with Arago.
And where does the name Arago come from?
Francois Arago was a 19th century scientist and a close friend of James Smithson, who was the founder of the Smithsonian.
And Arago believed in the use of technology. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more about stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.